Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Wow, man. Hello, adventurers. I'm just going down the quest list. And I've found something we might not have seen before. I'm wandering around the harbour in Talonus. I was looking for something else, but this turned up. Suddenly, you take note of the thin, cloaked figure darting figuratively in and out of a crowd of people on your right. For you cannot catch a good glimpse of his face. It becomes clear he's watching you closely. Before you can move over and confront the man, he steps out of the throng, so far concealed, and drops to one knee. You're horrified when he produces a long wooden tube and draws a strange instrument to his lips. The tip on is obviously a blowgun, is now aimed squarely at you. I have a few options now. Fortification, telekinesis, shadow magic, or thievery. I can also just regular dodge. As in most of the times when I do this, I shall use random.org just so I don't know what's happening either. Alright, number between 1 and 5, and it's number 2. So I'm using telekinesis. Succeeded. 8xp to telekinesis. Channeling your power of telekinesis, you project an unseen force against the dark that flies out of the end of your unknown assailant's blowgun. Misdirected by the projected force, the dark flies off course and lands harmlessly in the street. The thin, cloaked man quickly slips off into the crowd. A close examination of the dart he fired confirms your worst suspicions. The tip of this small missile is coated what appears to be some sort of poison. You move off across the street to where you first spotted the cloaked man. There was no sign of him to be had. Despite having no knowledge of his identity or motive, you're certain this was no random attack. All evidence suggests you were singled out for death at the hands of this apparent assassin. As you prepare to once again set off on your way, you can't help but feel you are being watched. Apparently, this and another blowgun assassin attack in the market in Groudhog, where people used to go a lot more often because it was one of the best places to sell stuff before we had the Wither Guild. This turned up. And the other one, they turned up apparently when you got a quickstone, because a quickstone is very desirable and people want to take it from you because it's awesome. And these people are trying that. But these are the only two events of this. Probably because it would just be awkward. But anyway, apparently that's why it is. Anyway, I'm going to go back to pause. Alright, I've had a look around then the quest list, and it turns out there's something I can do in Tally's trading post. And I'm going there now. And also, my mount is fatigued because I've been riding around so much. But I shall tend to it. And then I'll get my bow. And then I'll just plop over to Twithit, get my bonus back. Easy, easy. Very cheap too. Because my horsemanship bonus is high. Visiting his cottage, Pedro. No, nothing in the cottage. Just checking that. Visit a newly constructed stone building. Tome of attainment available for purchase. Okay. You find Tally's hard at work in the newly constructed stone building, stacking boxes, putting up shelves, and taking care of several minor details that his quick work on the structure forced him to initially neglect. Despite the apparent pressing nature of his labours, the retired master adventurer seems happy to see you. He's quick to offer you a steaming mug of Halo. Tallies tell you he's just begun selling the Tome of Attainment. Now, what is this Tome of Attainment? There's a logbook linked to it. The Tome of Attainment. This ancient and mysterious magical book. It's believed to have been created by a powerful goblin mage many centuries ago. It is also thought that several human spellcasters, most notably Hurion, who we have had several adventures on behalf of, has since added their own enchantments to the legendary tome. The thick tome is covered by two pieces of oak, bound together by loops of rugged oak. Whoa. Five square impressions have been carved into the tome's wooden cover in an elaborate, diamond formation. Surrounding the impressions is an elaborate engraving that depicts a griffin, a dragon, and a blazing sun. The tome rewards its possessor for his accomplishments and all actions. The rewards and opportunities the tome provides to its bearer are many, but the full extent of the book's powers is likely not to ever be known. With the help of an unnamed accomplice, Tallies has recently discovered a way to duplicate the volume. He has vowed, however, only make the tome available to those adventurers he deems worthy of possessing it. It's rumoured there have been several attempts made by various factions of goblindom, a few quite recently, to recover what they feel is an item that does not belong in human hands. Well, no problem for Sir Croakington then. No longer human. What, being a toad and everything? Oh, well, let's ask him about the Tome of Attainment. Certainly you've heard of it, he asks, regarding you with a curious glance. Tallies gives you a brief account of the sordid history of the tome and tells you he's partnered with a powerful mage who's helping him to replicate the ancient book so its wonders can be made available to all worthy adventurers. It's true, I'm now proliferating the book, but a Tome of Attainment is hardly something that can be presented just to anyone. Its powers are far too great to find their way into undesirable hands. I have vowed to personally dispense the tome, a fair price, mind, only to those adventurers whose heart and spirit hearken back to the golden age of the profession. I am, after all, a mere steward of a powerful, perilous artifact. Here, have a look, but don't open it. All right, I'm having a look. Tome of Attainment. This thick, ancient volume. It's two-piece oaken cover, bound by loops of thin, frayed rope, is the legendary Tome of Attainment. Although I think the doesn't really apply anymore. He's very much made it not a the. As the legend has it, the tome allows its owner to unlock its mysterious contents and step directly into tales forever enshrined upon its age-worn paper. Ooh, that sounds fun. Five square impressions have been carved into the tome's wooden cover in a diamond formation. Surrounding impressions, elaborate engravings depict a griffin, a dragon, and a blazing sun. After examining the comb, just one of the many carries Tally's Hermit has on hand, returned the valuable book to its expected purveyor. Sorry, can ask him if he thinks you're all worthy of the tome, ask him if you've ever made use of the tome, ask him about the building, or cease conversing. Ask him if he thinks you're worthy of the tome. Tally's laughs and gently pets me on the back. My dear little toad, he says, grinning broadly, I can think of no other adventurer more worthy of the tome than you. Well, put to it, I can think of one other, but he isn't getting one, no matter what. Now, he, another one. Okamura Kawa, presumably. Maybe, I think Okamura Kawa. Inquire about purchasing a tome. Tally furrows his brow and scratches his head, eyeing you closely. If you sense that all three measures have been greatly exaggerated for effect, he slowly nods and tells you he would be honoured to sell you a copy of the tome. The price is rather steep, he says, barely able to conceal a smile. As long as you don't let word out of it, I'll make you an offer you'll find difficult to refuse. 10 gold tokens is what it will take to place a copy in your most capable hands. What do you have to say to that? Please note, you purchase the gold of home of a tome now, but it's not yet usable. Uses of the tome will gradually be revealed as they are added, and that's turning out to take quite a bit longer. I mean, this section of actually buying the tome is 10,000 sections later than when he first chose the tome. But I'll do it. I'll purchase it. 10 gold? No! That's so much gold! He doesn't. I have the Tome of Attainment now. Please note, the Tome of Attainment is not yet usable. When its uses are made available, be able to open and weave the tome in any safe location. There. Now you have something viewers have ever even seen, he says. Of course, there'll be more adventures turning up to snatch their own copy, for I'll be very discriminating its dissemination. Very discriminating. Okay, but why are you making so many if there's like 3 other people you want to give it to? Did you just get into a groove? I think you got into a groove and then you thought, oh, wait a minute, you made too many! Tally thanks you for purchasing the tome and wishes you luck with it. Now, please don't go blaming me if that book lands you in some sort of trouble, he says. I know precious little about it from any practical point of view. I'm afraid you're on your own with it. I have complete confidence in your abilities to figure it out. You thank Tally's, bid him farewell and step out of the building. Back to the constructed bone. To the thing. Well, you know all about it, of course. You won't be keeping the tome safe. Keeping it safe, aren't you? Ask about the tome. Ask if he has ever made use of the tome. Certainly not, he says emphatically, then as if suddenly regrets the harshness of reply, he softens his tone and issues a second more thoughtful response. What I mean to say, Sir Croton, is that I've never had the opportunity to make use of it. He says calmly, watching you closely, as if to gauge your reaction to what he just said. There's a small degree of peril associated with use, but I wouldn't be so bold as to make it available to the age's greatest adventurers if I weren't convinced its benefits were vastly outweighed any small inconveniences that may or may not plague its wearer. You ask Tally's if he ever planned on making use of the tome, but he quickly changes the subject as he offers you another mug of pale ale. All right, cease converting. Now, okay, there's one more thing to do here, but I just want to check. Does it actually do anything yet? All right. I don't think it does, because we would have been told, but Maybe he put something in, but he forgot he put it in. Home of Attainment. Yeah. It's just no. I can use it. Yeah, it's one of those items where a little button will appear on the bottom of the description to use it. So actually, all right, there, I think there's a preview here somewhere. Cumulative. I thought there was. Maybe it's... All right, I'm just going to check. All right, pausing for a bit while I check. Nothing more we can do with it for now. I assume the GM is working on it, but every time he works on something, it keeps getting bigger. So it's taking a while. I think there's some fiddly little Cody things that are slowing it up on who knows what else. And he's working on other things as well. Asking about this building. A worried look suddenly passes over the Master of Venture's face, and immediately asks him if something is the matter. He nods and quickly motions for you to follow him outside. Okay, now we're getting on to the more traditional, more actually bits. Standing at the edge of the grassy meadow, just behind the newly constructed building, Tally sighs and points to a live trees about 100 yards to the east. You may find this quite incredible, he says, his gaze fixed solidly on the distant trees. That forest is slowly creeping this way. Before you can ask Tally why he's concerned about the growth of the forest, he again speaks. His next words make you realise his strange fixation on the wood is entirely valid. And I don't mean creeping in the usual sense, he says, glaring but glancing over at you. 2 weeks ago, I was paid a rather unpleasant visit. A mounted goblin shaman appeared at my door and demanded, quite forcefully, I relinquish all the tomes to him. I'm certain he had a small army of his miserable kin skulking somewhere nearby. As you might imagine, I replied with the flat of my axe and sent the wretched creature scurrying for the forest. Flat of your axe, that's probably far more merciful than I would be, because I'd probably use the putty bit. And, you know, lop the head off. But I guess you somewhat mellowed out in your older age. I thought it odd at the time that you had been bold enough to approach me alone. Well, I was glad to be rid of his presence. I feel he must have had some other devil in mind. Is now plainly at work. Talis tells you that in the last few days, the edge of the forest has creeped nearly 5 yards closer to this very spot. He says that he believes powerful and dark goblin magic is at work within the wood. And the forest will continue to encroach upon his holdings until its trees are within striking distance. I've seen something like this. Is twice before, many years ago, he says. In both of these instances, the forest overran small, remote villages. The trees and plants become sinister, dreadful creatures, twisted by dark magic, and bent on destruction of whatever lay in their path. It's insidious and utterly against all reckoning. Horrific is more to the point, I think. Tally says that the goblin shaman he chased away was cottage has obviously placed a curse or other such magical malady upon the nearby wood. As if we don't have enough bloody cursed woods wandering around. The goblins use some sort of medium to contain and disperse their magic. It was summoned on such a grand scale, he says. In the two previous incidents I mentioned, the medium was a glowing stone. Bigger than your own hand, mind. I guess in your case, just a little bit smaller than you. It was the destruction of that medium that ultimately ended the Woods March. You ask Tally why he hasn't gotten into the forest to seek out the medium and stop the encroachment of the trees. Leave this place unguarded, he says, his eyes widening in disbelief. Sir Crokeykin, can you even imagine the repercussions such a rash act might have? Many an unscrupulous soul wanders this way, I'm afraid, but the thing is, I know that you've left the trading post sometimes. Okay, well, at least once I saw you wandering around Fogmore Forest. Still, I know you can leave it sometimes, but maybe it took you a long time to set up. So that you could leave it. And that was like your once a year holiday. And you're not going to leave it now when there's an obvious threat. You immediately realise that Tallies is hinting the task of entering the creeping wood is the task better taken on by another adventurer, you. Tell Tallies you'll investigate the wood. Tallies grins and slaps you on the shoulder, exposing a surprisingly potent amount of might through the friendly gesture. You're the old line, he says proudly. I can only caution you to ever be on your guard in there, Sir Crokington. There's no telling what wickedness a goblin shaman can conjure up. Tallies tells you the object of your expedition into the creeping wood must be to find and destroy whatever medium has been employed to channel the sinister magic that has brought the forest to life. You're right to take care in there, he says, casting a wary gaze in the direction of the trees. Don't think I'll ever be right with my conscience if something foul wasn't for you in that place. Tallies again thanks you. I told you to keep him updated on your progress as you explore the creeping forest. He reminds you your mission must be to find and destroy whatever medium of dark magic has been employed by the goblin shaman. With the destruction of that medium, which will undoubtedly emit a greenish sort of glow, as goblin mediums tend to do, the creep of the forest should come to an end, he says. If it does not, you will be pressed to take other measures. But I will not think of such things. You can't know the relief it brings me to have you on top of things, Sir Crokington. You ask Tallies how you should go about destroying the medium. He strokes his chin for a few moments before answering. Well, destroyed only one myself, he says. Though I've seen a couple of others brought to ruin over the years. Might or magic will do it. But caution you, they don't go down easily. You thank him for the information and promise to report back as necessary. Retired master adventurer meets you on the shoulder cross and thanks you once again. To explore the stone wood, it's been slowly creeping towards Tally's new stone building and his beloved trading post. Choose entering a creeping wood option from outside the trading post. And here it is, enter the creeping wood. You make your way across the broad grassy expanse that lies directly behind Tally's new stone building, just to the north of the trading post. As you draw near to the line of trees, you see signs that indicate the forest has indeed crept to the west. You find the foot of a narrow, meandering path. A tangled, overgrown trail plunges eastward into the heart of the tangled swath of forest. Now, considering the goblins are probably going to use it to attack, it actually makes sense that there'll be a trail, even though the trees have literally just got here. And would probably have wrecked any trail that was already there. After taking one last look around, you step forward and enter the wood. Alright, I'm on a map now. I'm near the northwest corner. You're standing just inside the western expanse of the creeping wood. To the south, across a broad grassy expanse, sits Tally's trading post and his newly erected stone building. All around you are the eerie, unnerving sounds of a forest on the march. Tempter West. You step out of the forest and move to the centre of the grassy expanse. It lies between the creeping wood and Tally's trading post there, your back pressed up against the broad shoulder of an exposed ledge. You set about getting some much needed rest. Your stamina points have been fully restored, but just the stamina points. So, if you want to do a more complete heal, you've got to go a bit further, which you can. Head back into the forest. You make your way across the grassy expanse and step into the creeping forest. Okay. Northwest corner. East a bit. Suddenly, the forest around you begins crashing as three dark, towering shapes lurk out of the surrounding gloom. You stare in horror at the group of walking trees moving into the path ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance. The foremost of the three walking trees stomps in your direction. The ground beneath your feet trembles with every step taken by the fearsome giants of the forest. Hold your ground and engage the walking tree. The towering elm stoops towards you, its mighty limbs rattling as its thundering footfalls shake the ground. Towering elm is the first of three. It swats you with its mighty limbs, as trees are wont to do, apparently. At least when there's goblin magic around. That's a devastating blow for 22 damage and slain. 40 XP. Well, that's quite a few. The enchantment of metal and the enchantment of devastation helped with that fight. You leap back and take cover behind several stationary hardwoods as the towering elm crashes to the forest floor. The mighty tree does not move again. The next of the two remaining trees stomps towards you. Hold your ground and engage the tree. The towering maple stomps towards you, its mighty limbs rattling as its thundering rootfalls shake the ground. I guess it's also footfalls, but trees don't have feet. They have roots. So, towering maple, two of three, swats you with its mighty limbs. Bashy, bash, 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 bash. Devastating blow, 28 damage. I go into a battle rage. Hey! Leave Tally's trading post alone! It's very important. Slaying your foe. 40 XP. You leap back and take cover behind several stationary hardwoods as the towering maple crashes to the forest floor. The mighty tree does not move again. Here comes the last of them. Towering elm. Just going to quick combat that. 39 XP. Mighty tree does not move again. And it makes a very big crash. 256 experience. It's a lot. For not really that much time. With no more of the fearsome walking trees in the immediate vicinity, you spend a few moments checking over your equipment before once again setting off on your way through the creeping forest. Yep. Alright, keep looking around. Alright, I'm going east and spiralling south. It's another set of trees, four of them this time. Suddenly, the forest around you begins flashing wildly as four dark, cowering shapes lurk out of the surrounding gloom. You stare in horror as a group of walking trees moving in the path ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as the foremost of the four walking trees stomps in your direction. The ground beneath your feet trembles with every step taken by the fearsome giants of the forest. Now, I assume that for Domu and Dorma, this is actually really creepy. It's like zombies for them. Because they're like alive, but they're not. They're moving around even though there's no life in them. There's no brain. They just keep going. Be really creepy for them. Engage the walking tree. The towering beech stomps towards you, its mighty limbs rattling as its thunderous footfall shake the ground. Just going to quick combat that. 40 XP. That falls down. 3, Towering Maple. Yes, and I don't even have an axe. The advancing tree dwarfs within a dozen yards of you and abruptly halts. You watch with a mix of horror and amazement as several thorny vines shake out of the nearby undergrowth and sliver up the trunk of the mighty forest giant. The thorny vines swiftly weave themselves into a bristling ball, nearly the size of your entire body. The Crokinkun is small. Using one of its long, deadly, long lower limbs, the tree capes hold of the ball of thorns and hurls the deadly spear at you. I have several options. Telekinesis, elementalism, shadow magic and fortification, all at level 60 plus, or just dodge out of the way. Now, I suspect this is going to happen several times, so I'm just going to go through everything in order. Start with telekinesis. Succeeded. You summon your power of telekinesis and project a powerful blast of telekinetic energy that sends a hurtling ball of thorns off course. Alright, Towering Oak this time. Quick combat. We're going to make you into ships. Another Towering Tree. Towering Maple. We're going to get some maple syrup out of you and put it on some pancakes. You leap back and take cover behind several stationary hardwoods. As a towering maple crashes to the forest floor, the mighty tree does not move again. Another 256 experience. Now, I'm going to take the opportunity to quick heal myself. I could just go back a bit and heal for free, but that also means it takes time, so whatever.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your tale you have been following comes to an end as the forest quickly becomes impassable in all directions ahead, save to the south, where a wide, dark tunnel delves into the damp earth. You believe that by passing through this tunnel, you'll likely emerge in a different part of the forest. So I just enter the tunnel. With your fateful life source flaring brightly, you step into the dark, sloping tunnel. And quickly find yourself moving along a broad, gloom-filled passage, nearly 24 feet beneath the forest floor. Continue along the passage, or go back the way we came. Well, go continue along the passage. Who knows what these trees will do if we just leave them be? Suddenly, the sudden sound of something moving in the darkness above fills you with dread. You flash your light upwards in an attempt to reveal the source of the unnerving noise. Dropping out of the gloom overhead, its massive body weaving and its fearsome circular fang-winged jaws stretched wide. It's a gigantic carnage crawler. You dive to the side in a desperate attempt to get out from beneath the creature's tremendous bulk, picking a number, bonus of 50, 20 from agility, 10 from body, 20 from woodmanship. Go and get 75 or more, or it will crush me. Pick now. 51. Failure. The tremendous, writhing bulk of the massive carnage crawler lands on top of you, driving you into the tunnel's earthen floor. 23 damage. That's because actually most of it landed around me, dazed and wounded. But thankful to be alive, You struggle out from beneath the hideous creature and turn to face your fearless foe. With unnerving swiftness, the carnage crawler surges towards you, its circular jaws stretched wide in anticipation of devouring an easy bit of prey. It's a massive carnage crawler that has to begin combat. Snaps at you its powerful fang-winged jaws. Keep going. Just trying to blend me with its mouth. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 22 damage. I go into battle range. Look, I'm a bit busy with trees right now. It is slain. 70 XP. The oozing corpse of the massive carnage crawler shudders violently, and the creature's countless legs twitch for nearly a minute before becoming still. Against the fearless predator that long stalked this part of the forest is gone forever. After taking a few moments to check over your gear and catch your breath, you swiftly continue along the remainder of the dark passage. It's only a minute or two, you reach the end of the tunnel, and thankful to find a wide opening leading back out into the forest. You extinguish your light and emerge from the dark confines of the damp passage. Okay. I'm in a little L-shaped section in the southwest corner. All around you, on all sides of the meandering trail, the dark, sinister silhouettes of towering hardwoods sway eerily in the breeze, as the cursed-gripped forest continues its slow but steady march towards the trading post. Okay, go south. Suddenly, the forest around you begins flashing brightly as three dark, towering shapes lurk out of the surrounding gloom. You stare in horror as a group of walking trees move slowly, moving into the path ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as the foremost of the three walking trees stomp in your direction. The ground beneath your feet trembles with every step taken. By the fearsome giants of the forest. Engage the walking tree. Just going to quick combat that. And that was an elm. Another tree. That's a maple. And another tree. Final tree for now. It's another maple. Another 40 XP. 256 experience to general. Bit of quick healing. Alright. Southwest corner. Then east from there. Four of the trees now. Just going to quick combat my way through them. There's an ash, 40 XP. Elm, 40 XP. Something else. Something approaches, but it does the thing where it forms a ball of thorny vines. Okay, elementalism this time. It's the same. Response as last time. Elementalism succeeded. You channel your power of elementalism, answering your summons. Waging air elemental swoops down out of the treetops and hurls itself at the hurtling ball of thorns, throwing the dreadly spear off course. All right, more thorny vines shake out of the nearby undergrowth and sliver up the trunk of the mighty forest giants. Makes another ball. Okay, shadow magic this time. And also succeeded. You call upon your power of shadow magic, and your head is immediately filled with a chorus of shrill whispers. You watch in amazement as two broad bands of gloom, the lengthy shadows of nearby trees, stretch out and form a thick web of shadow before you. The hurtling ball of thorns strikes the web of shadow and is promptly repelled. Another one. Alright, fortification this time. You summon your power of fortification. Without delay, the shimmering barrier of golden sparkles appears before you. The deadly spear of thorns slams into your magical shield and drops harmlessly to the ground. Yeah, it's kind of the thing. Fortification is usually the most boring power to use. The exception is when you're protecting someone else. Or it's against a melee attack. That's fun. But usually it's just some sparkles appear, attack hits and goes spoink, and then doesn't work. Alright, Towering Elm this time. Combat, 39 XP. It's another one. And another thorny ball. Alright, gonna dodge this time. You dive to the side in a desperate attempt to dodge the hurtling spear with thorns, picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 10 from luck, 20 from woodmanship. Gonna get 75 or more. Or have many spikes in myself. Pick now. 114, success. Your swift reaction spared you what might have been a fatal encounter with the deadly ball of thorns. The thorny spear sails past and lands harmlessly on the forest floor. Wasting no time, turn and step boldly towards your towering foe. The towering oak stomps towards you, its mighty limbs wassailing as its thundering footfalls shake the ground. So it's going to quick combat that. I end it in battle rage. Come on, that's enough of that. 40 XP. You leap back and take cover behind several stationary hardwoods. As a towering oak crashes to the forest floor, Mighty 2 does not move again. Another 256 experience to general. Okay, go east. Your trail you've been following comes to an end. It's a tunnel. Enter the tunnel. With your fateful life source flaring brightly, you step into the dark sloping tunnel and quickly find yourself moving along a broad, gloom-filled passage nearly 24 feet beneath the forest floor. Continue along the passage. Suddenly, the sudden sound of something moving in the darkness above fills you with dread. You thrust your light outwards in an attempt to reveal the source of the unnerving noise dropping out of the gloom overhead. It's Maths' body weaving and its fearsome, circular, fang-filled winged jaws stretched wide. It's a gigantic carnage crawler. You dive to the side in a desperate attempt to get out from beneath the creature's tremendous bulk. And it's the same check as before. 139, success. You do a spring to the sideways, out from under the dropping carnage crawler. But the enormous insect lands on its churning feet and immediately surges towards you. Circular jaws stretched wide in anticipation of devouring an easy bit of prey. Well, you're going to turn out to be very wrong about the easy bit. Quick combat. Slain. 70 XP. Using corpse, the massive carnage creature. Carnage crawler shudders violently, and the creature's countless legs twitch for nearly a minute before becoming still. I mean, there's a countable amount of them. It's just that I was too busy killing it to count them. And now I can't really count them because they're all spread all over the place. I mean, some of them are like 50 feet away. At last, the fearless predator of the long stalk this part of the forest is gone forever. After taking a few moments to check over your gear and catch your breath, swiftly continue along the remainder of the dark passage. After only a minute or two, you reach the end of the tunnel and are thankful to find a wide opening leading out into the forest. You extinguish your dependable light source and emerge from the dark confines of the damp passage. Alright, I'm in the southeast corner this time. Very southeast corner, go north. Three of the trees, towering oak. I'm just quick cobbling my way through them because it's the exact same text as it was the first time. I mean, this is precisely why quick cobbling was put in. Okay, and slain. The 40 XP, quick heal. These things have a lot of health, so they're slowly knocking down my SP. Also, I'm still wielding the tattered wolf pelt stuff because I don't want to go through the bother of equipping it again next time I go back to the Circle of Wolf. Anyway, 256 experience for defeating that. Little Cots. Go north. Tray up in front, it's another tunnel. Enter the tunnel. Continue along the passage. Suddenly, a sudden sound of sliding stone in the darkness above sends you pulse racing. You glance up with just in time to see a shower of large rocks spilling down on you out of the gloom ahead. You leap forward in a desperate bid to avoid being crushed by the falling rocks. Picking a number, bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 10 from body, 20 from woodmanship. When it gets 75 or more, pick now. 80, success. You manage to throw yourself clear of the falling rocks. The shower of stones, many of them the size of small boulders, drops onto the floor of the earthen tunnel with a thundering chorus of reverberating thuds. Thankful to escape what might easily be an instant death, you swiftly continue along the dark passage. After only a minute or two, you reach the end of the tunnel and are thankful to find a wide opening leading back into the forest. You extinguish your reliable light source and emerge into the dark confines of a damp passage. Now, this is a very short passage in the northeast corner. It just goes up and then down. And there's five trees blocking my path. Blocking tree, quick combat with an elm, 40 XP. Quick combat with an ash, 40 XP. Quick combat with a beech, that's two E's. Fighting a beech with an A in it, that's a different adventure. Well, hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. Oh, and the trees. Tree does the thorny ball at me. Shadow magic. Succeeded. You call upon your power of shadow magic, and your head is immediately filled with a chorus of shrill whispers. You watch in amazement as two broad bands of gloom, the lengthy shadows of nearby trees, stretch out, form a thick black web of shadow before you. The hurtling ball of thorns strikes the web of shadow and is promptly repelled. Another thorny ball. More shadow magic. You don't even get experience for it, which is a pity, but oh well. The third thorny ball, fortification, succeeded. Towering Oak, combat, 39 XP. 256 experience to general. Alright, keep going and west a bit, and then south. It's another tunnel. Enter the tunnel, continue along the passage. Suddenly, the sound of sliding stone in the darkness above sends your pulse racing. You glance upward just in time to see a shower of large rocks spilling down onto you out of the gloom ahead. You leap forward in a desperate bid to avoid being crushed by the falling rocks. Give me a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 10 from body, 20 from woodmanship. Got it 75 or more. Pick now. 54, a failure. A shower of heavy rocks rains down on you from far above. You're struck several glancing blows, and one very large chunk of stone slams squarely into your back, driving my entire body several inches into the floor. 23 damage. Despite having suffered serious injuries, you're still very much alive. Crawl out from beneath the rocks that landed on you with some discomfort. Breathe a sigh of relief. After collecting your wits, you hurry along the remainder of the dark passage. Now back into the regular forest. Alright, now we're now in a more central area. I go south and then east. Your progress through the thick, creeping forest comes to an abrupt halt to encounter what could only be the scene of a fierce and recent battle. Four large trees lie strewn across the forest floor here, their thick trunks splattered with blood and what marred what appears to be the blade of an axe. You immediately begin to wonder who else has penetrated this far into the wood. Okay, I'll go south. Nope, nothing there. Just apparently someone's been asking some questions about what's been going on. And west to what is presumably the final stage of this dungeon. You step in to a small clearing in the heart of the forest and immediately freeze. Lying at the edge of a grassy swath, only a few yards from you, is the bloody chain-clad corpse of a young man. An axe lies within the reach of the dead man's open hand. Okay. So he did good, but he just didn't quite stick the landing. You carefully examine the man's remains, and are quick to note a wide red gash across his midsection. The man died here within the last day or so. You make a quick search of the man's slain man bodies. Recall the blood-battled scene you encountered earlier. It is now obvious that this bold soul who must have felled the four walking trees. Your search turns up the following. An exceptional axe, which I'll just take. Maybe that's sort of rude, but I did anyway. 274 gold tokens. In the bottom of this money pouch, you discover, much to your surprise, a small quantity of adventurer tokens. Four of them! Also, wait a minute. Was this the first person Pally's hired? Paid this one in advance? Perhaps? It didn't work out. Alas, convinced you haven't overlooked anything, you offer a silent prayer for the fallen adventurer. Fold his arms across his chest before turning and making your way out of the clearing to the east. All right. And here's the trees, and we know how they turned up. And now to the south is something. As you head south into a more open section of the forest, you suddenly become aware of a dark, towering shape moving through the trees ahead. You freeze in mid-step and instinctively draw yourself to a defensive stance as a massive dormer comes into view. The fearsome, ancient forest ancient stretches wide, its cavernous mouth set into the thick trunk and unleashes savage roar. A strange greenish glow surrounds the wicked creature. You immediately realise the mighty beast! This mighty beast is serving as the medium of a goblin shaman. Well, that makes sense. You do want your medium to be able to fight back. Because, I mean, they tried the whole have it be a rock thing. And it turns out that the adventurers just smashed them anyway, so make it an ancient gobbuk. That might work out. Probably won't, but it might. The ancient Domuk lurches forward, its every thought bent on your destruction. All right, I could flee immediately or engage the ancient god. What happens if I flee immediately? You turn and flee to the north, dashing wildly through the forest in a desperate bid to escape from the ancient Domuk. Much to your relief, the mighty woodland giant appears to have no interest in pursuing you. Which is for the best, I guess. Alright, go south again. Yep. You head south into more, once again encounter the glowing ancient domer. The fearsome ancient forest engine stretches wide, the cavernous mouth set in its thick trunk, and unleashes a savage roar. It's the medium. The ancient domer lurches forward, its every thought bent on your destruction. Engage the ancient domer. You bravely hold your ground and engage the fearsome, glowing domer. The ancient lord of this wood roars savagely. It strikes out at you with its thick, dark limbs. It's an ancient domer. Begin combat. The glowing domer roars as it lashes out at you with its mighty limbs. Oh, but poor Dom, just trying to wander around. It's been turned into some sort of magical keystone thing. Though there was a special disc now, but I fit through before I could weed it. The glowing doorbell roars as it lashes out to its whitey limbs. Keep going. Dobber grabs hold of you, entangled you in its thick branches, and shakes you violently for 23 damage. Okay, that's the special. Does it again for 27 damage. Now, this Torok has a lot of health, what with it being a tree and everything. And this is felled. 74 XP, 512 experience to general. With the final bellow, ancient glowing yolk Dobber crashes to the forest floor. You leap back to avoid being crushed beneath the impossible bulk of the slain forest giant, and only narrowly dodge the tip of a broad sweeping limb. The wicked woodland creature does not stir again. The greenish glow emanating from Dobber begins to swiftly fade. In a matter of moments, only a few moments, it has completely vanished. The living medium employed by the goblin shaman is no more. With the passing of the ancient Dom, the dark magic that insidiously sent the forest creeping westward has been dispelled. You pause for a brief spell to reflect on the success of your mission, or turning, happily making your way out of the forest. After an uneventful trek out of the forest, and a quick jaunt across the grassy expanse that leads up to the trading post, you find Tally's hard at work stacking boxes inside the newly erected stone building. He looks up and smiles as you enter. He proceeds to tell you that he's just finished shooing away handful of adventurers inquiring about the Tome of Attainment. Wasting no time, you casually announce the success of your mission. The master adventurer's eyes widen, and for a fleeting moment his jaw goes slack. Tally steps forward, initiates his shoulder cross as a broad grin crosses his face. The master adventurer tells you he expected you to succeed, but he had no idea you'd achieve success so swiftly. As I've said, you're of the old line, he says, smiling. That's how it should be done, and that's just how you did it. Well done, Sir Grokington. Tully's immediately rushes back round to the back of the stone building, and he arrives a few moments later and find him staring at distant trees. Ready to swear they've already begun to retreat, he says, rubbing his hands together. Wouldn't you say so? Look at that. They've already started back the other way. Looking at the trees from this distance, you're unable to tell whether or not they've moved at all since you've stepped away from them. Though you are certain their slow advance has stopped, you nod in agreement. Tally's grins and nods. Something for you, says Tally's, as the two of you step into the stone building. Let me see if I'm able to recall it. It's been a while since I've had to summon it on such short notice. All right, I think I have it. Step over here, will you? You hesitate for a moment and cast a quizzical glance at Tally's. He frowns and waves his hand rapidly, signalling for you to approach. You step up to him. He leans forward and whispers something in your ear. A strange sensation comes over you as Tally's faint, barely discernible whisper fades, leaving you with no notion of what it was that might have been conveyed. The master adventurer steps back and smiles. Just a small trick taught to me by a very old and dear friend, he says. I've given you a few of the more valuable battle-related lessons you've had a good fortune to learn over the years. You'll be able to call them as necessary, though I caution you to use them sparingly. You won't be able to recall them indefinitely. I have now Tally's echoing whisper. While not an item in the true sense of the word, this object represents a special and mystical bit of battle lore related to you by the retired master adventurer Tally's. To make use of the lore contained in the Whisper, select it from your list of items during combat. May only be used in combats where the use of items is permitted. Using the Whisper in this manner will help to significantly reduce your enemy's melee waiting for the duration of combat. The Whisper will vanish from your memory after a total of 10 uses. You may call upon the Whisper 10 more times. Now, this is a very powerful item. If you're fighting something that's really that's a ridiculously high melee rating needed, using that can lower it to something that you may well be able to handle. Of course, I've nearly done everything in the game by now, so it might not end up being used. But it's another one of your last-ditch attempt items. Taken aback by Tali's extraordinary and to now hidden talent. He has to be the Whisper as a product of his own magic or that of an item he possesses. Who says magic at all, he says. I don't know any real magic, any event. I can't divulge all my secrets, Sir Crokington. When you're getting on in years as I am, sometimes secrets all you've got that anyone really wants. I've also got the trading post, of course, but that's something else entirely. You thank Tallies for the Whisper he's given you, and he bows. He quickly tells you no thanks is necessary. Well, I'd best get back to sorting and stacking those boxes, he says, staring gloomily at the lopsided pile of wooden crates, each containing several copies of the Tome of Attainment. Thank you again, Sir Crokington. You're of the old line. Don't ever let anyone try to convince you otherwise. You bid the Master Adventurer farewell and leave the small stone building. 4,096 experience to general, 256 experience to all skills and powers. That's quite a lot. Yeah, alright, ask him about this building. Yeah, and he thanks. Tallies, without having been prompted, tells you he built this building himself. He stares up at the broad beam that runs beneath the arched ceiling, an obvious attempt to draw your gaze upwards. Remark on the fine craftsmanship apparent in all aspects of its construction. And thanks to you, my friend, it will all remain intact, he says, smiling. I've little doubt that the creeping wood would have torn this place asunder in less time than it would have taken me to brew up a pot of paleo. I really can't thank you adequately for all your help. All right. That is this. I'm really not sure what's going to be happening next. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.